Blog Talk Radio.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Ah, I have access.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Raskowski, coming to you from a waterlogged Connecticut tonight. Boy, is it raining outside, and as always, joined by my co-host, Goalie Bob Nemitz. Goalie Bob, how you doing tonight?
Scott, I don't know what you're talking about raining. I'm looking out my window right now, and here in Chicago, it is 70 degrees, and they're talking about 80s later on in the week. It's nice. It's beautiful. I want to go out and play.
Well, yeah, towards the weekend, we're supposed to get in the 80s, but right now, it is raining, and down by my family's house, they're about to get engulfed by water, because they all live by rivers and streams, and it's pretty deep. In fact, I put a picture in the pub member area of a place where I go fishing, and it's underneath a bridge, and when I go underneath this bridge, it's usually 3 or 4 feet above me when I'm standing in the water, and right now, that bridge is covered by water. So that's how bad it is over here.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, and hopefully you guys can get dried out, and hopefully we can get you guys dried out so that way we can get you guys all safe and everything. Because I know I saw in the news that they're even putting up sandbags and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of stuff like that. But luckily, where I'm at, I live on a big hill, so it's not really affecting me other than lots of mud around. Trying to get to the Satellite Guys broadcast studio, the little shed I sit in when I do the show. It's very, very muddy, so that's the only downfall I see here. Anyways, tonight, it's Open Line Tuesday. What does that mean, Open Line Tuesday? That means our phone lines are completely open to any technical topic you want to talk about. That's right, anything goes tonight here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show. If you're listening on Friday, don't call in, but if you're listening on Tuesday, the number to call in is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And we got a couple interesting things coming up tonight, including some news on Satellite Guys and some new forums we're thinking about adding, and we'd like some input on that. But before we do that, Bob, I don't know what's going on in your neck of the woods.
None too much. Really, what Goalie Bob's been doing lately is I've been going back to school. Now's a better time with the economy being down to go back to school, and I'm trying to basically rethink the way that I'm going and trying to get more into video cinematography, and I'm trying to earn my way into the satellite news gathering world.
All right. Well, I know you're trying to get into an uplink truck type job, and that sounds like fun. Bob wants to go. I think his dream job is to go work for WWE and do the live events for them around the country.
Not necessarily WWE. I mean, there's nothing cooler than going out and shooting news, whether it's whether you're in the middle of a hurricane or there's a house fire or whatever. There's nothing cooler than doing that, or going out and going to the NCAA Final Four and being a cameraman there, or running the production truck there. I mean, how cool is that to go to a different sporting events and news events every weekend and have a new flavor of what's going on out in the world and bringing that news to you at your home?
Well, that's pretty cool. And for those people who have CUKU band dishes, they know all about what that's all about and the joy they get from watching those wild feeds. And Bob's looking to get to be one of those people who actually broadcast those wild feeds. So that's pretty dang cool. Hey, tonight's Satellite Guys Radio Show actually has a sponsor. So let's talk about that for just a second here before we go into things. But before I do that, let me just give out the number again, because it is Open Line Tuesday. The number to call in tonight, 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. And back to our new sponsor. Our new sponsor is SpiderOak.com. Now, what is SpiderOak.com? Well, SpiderOak is an online backup service, and you may have seen other backup services, but SpiderOak.com is really unique. They offer a bunch of unique features, including being able to backup on your Mac, PC, or Unix boxes, and you can actually share files between them, automatically sync directories between machines. And what SpiderOak is offering to Satellite Guys is something really unique. If you go to SpiderOak.com and download their software, download the software, install it, and when it asks you for a promo code, enter in SAPGuys. When you do that, what they're going to do is they're going to give you 3 gigabytes of space. That's good for a lifetime. Now, when you go there and sign up, they're not going to ask you for any personal information other than your email address. They're not going to spam you. They don't even ask you for a credit card number. So then you can get that 3 gigabyte space. Normally, when you sign up with Spider Oak, you only get 2, but with this special offer from Spider Oak, you get 3 gigabytes. Now, I've been using it on my Mac and also on my PC at work, and I love what it does as far as backing up, because I've used other programs. I've used Mozy, and I've used a couple other ones. I believe the other one was Carbonite I've used in the past. And both of those programs slowed down my machines when they were doing backups. But with Spider Oak, it was running in the background and backed up things so quickly, I didn't even realize it was running. And that's a really great thing. You don't want to be bogged down when your computer's backing up. Another neat thing about Spider Oak is you can actually share files with other people who are not members of Spider Oak. So if you have a family movie you want to share, it's easy. Just click on it and say share, assign it the password, and it will give you a URL to give to your friends and family. That's all from Spider Oak. Sign up now for free at spideroak.com, and don't forget to mention the promo code SATGUYS for your 3 gigabyte trial subscription. Well, it's a lifetime subscription, because the 3 gigabytes is yours for free. They offer other packages where you get more space, but the 3 gigabytes is yours for the taking. Once again, use the access code SATGUYS. Well, Bob, exciting things are happening here at Satellite Guys. We're looking at expanding a couple areas and adding some new forums to the site. The big buzzword now is starting to be 3D. And as we've seen this week, DirecTV announced that it's going to be adding ESPN 3D in June to its lineup. And a lot of people are excited about that. And we're going to actually be starting a 3D television forum here at Satellite Guys. And I've actually been chatting with a couple members, and I'm actually surprised that we have a number of members who already have 3D TVs. In fact, I know one member who has 2 3D TVs already, if you can believe that. A Samsung and a Panasonic Plasma. So that's really unique. That's one of the new forums coming down the line. Another new forum we're looking at getting into is a combination forum. We're going to call it the radio forum. It's not AM, FM radio like you know, but we're going to look at ham radio, and we're also going to talk about police scanners and police scanning technology. And we got Jeff from the ham station, from hamstation.com. He's going to be coming in and helping us out with that, and we're looking forward to that. So those 2 new things coming down the line here at Satellite Guys, and we'd like to hear your feedback on that. So if you have anything to say, give us a call right now. The phone lines are wide open, 877-728-4897. Bob, what do you think about 3D?
3D, you know, I'm one of those skeptical people about it, because I just bought my high-def set, and I don't know. I haven't seen it in person yet. I'm kind of debating whether to go to Best Buy and check it out. But I know with the ESPN launching their 3D HD channel, and they're doing the World Cup in 3D. And right now, it seems like it's coming on a little too quick for me.
Yeah, it is. I got to see the 3D hands-on at CES this year, and I got to be honest, I'm not impressed with it. There's something about sitting at home watching TV wearing sunglasses that does not impress me at all. When you're wearing these dark glasses, even though they're alternating shutters, and you know, it still cuts down in the amount of light you're seeing in, so all television looks really, really dark and dingy, and almost it gives it a gray color. No matter how good the color is when you're not wearing the glasses, when you put the glasses on, it blocks out a lot of light, and it just looks bad. And I don't really understand why you need a new television to watch 3D when I was perfectly watching The Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D back in 1977 wearing a silly red and green, red and blue glasses there. Why they can't do that now? And in fact, in saying that, I think the HD quality was actually better back then with the red and blue glasses than what you're seeing now from these 3D HD TVs. One thing I noticed about when I was looking at the Samsung and also the Panasonic at CES is while it gave you depth, like you're looking out and seeing stuff around you, the 3D effects weren't really there like you remember when you were a kid. Remember we used to have those paper yo-yos they used to fling at you and you used to duck because you thought you were going to get hit in the head? That doesn't happen on a 3D TV, at least in any of the demos I saw. And it was just, I don't know. It's missing something, and it's a shame.
You know, Scott, remember a couple years ago, a couple Super Bowls ago, where they had, like, Chuck in 3D, and they had a bunch of 3D commercials? That was pretty cool. I mean, I'm really skeptical about the whole fact that I have to upgrade my TV, my Blu-ray player. I have to upgrade a whole slew of products in order to be able to, one, get a 3D image and be able to successfully view it. I just don't want to spend that kind of cash right now.
There's no reason in the world that you need a new television to watch 3D. What changed? It was working fine before. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm sure TV manufacturers don't want me saying that, but it's true. Why do you need to spend all this money on a new TV when the TV you have now can do it perfectly well? Give me back the old-fashioned 3D glasses and a good 3D movie with some real 3D action in it, and it will be good. And another thing, don't expect the Avatar experience to happen in your home, especially on a screen that's, 60 inches or below. You're not going to get the oohs and ahs that you did from seeing it in the theater. It's just not going to happen. The screen's too small. So, trust me, I'm not trying to put down DirecTV at all. I think they're being pioneers. They were the first ones to announce that they're doing 3D, and it'll be great for them. I know a lot of people are going to pick up DirecTV just to get 3D, and it's just, I don't know, it's an unnecessary expense for people, which is not coming at a good time in the economy that we're in. But with that said, we're going to open up a forum anyways because there is interest out there. Just because it doesn't interest me or thrill me, I'm not excited to go out and buy a 3D TV. Other people are very excited about it. So, we try giving people options here at Satellite Guys, and that's one of the new forums we're going to open.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I won't change my mind in the future. Right now, I just can't justify it. Look at what the satellite companies have done to high definition programming. It used to be a real crisp, clear, pristine picture, and now it seems a little bit watered down that they've started compressing. But it wasn't as clear and pristine as it was when high definition first came out. And some of that has to do with the amount of channels that's up there. And I think they've done a really good job at trying to balance out the quality and the amount of space that's up there.
Yeah, it's I don't know. As I say, what happened to the good standard that worked before? That's my big question about 3D TV. Anyways, the phone lines are open tonight. It's Open Line Tuesday. So give us something to talk about, guys. Our phone numbers are 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Give us a call, and we'll talk about anything tech tonight, anything home theater, satellite, or Satellite Guys related. Hey, another thing for Satellite Guys that you may have noticed is we got rid of the friendly URLs. At one time, you could type in satelliteguys.us/dishnetworkforum and be put right in the Dish Network forum. And on Friday, that feature went away because the software that did that for us, which is called VBSEO, something went haywire with it, and it caused the server loads to spike from their normal loads to over 130. And for some people, it took over 6 minutes for a page to load. Now, luckily, that happened overnight. It seemed to happen about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I happened to notice it when I woke up and got online about 6:37 in the morning, and I started working on it. And couldn't figure out why I was doing it, what was causing this issue. But when we shut off the VBSEO, immediately the problems went away. And went away very well. What I mean by that is normally on our servers, the server load is around 3 to 4. This is talking in Unix, and which is okay. But in turning off the VBSEO, we dropped from 3 to 4 down to 0.30. And for those of you who are pub members, you are noticing that the site is loading very, very, very quickly now. And the speed increases are great. And on our database server, our secondary server, the loads have dropped there. Get this one, Bob, from 3 down to 0.02 or 0.03. I'm looking at it right now, and it's at 0.02. And that's quite a difference there. And that's why it's loading up so quickly.
Yeah, that's very good, Scott. There's a lot of servers out there that won't do it that quickly. basically when Scott's talking about server loads is basically you have a pipeline that goes to the site, and the software that was running the site was kind of clogging the pipes a little bit, so Scott went in there and put some Drano down the tube, and it cleaned it out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we lose the friendly URLs, and luckily over the weekend I had to work on my real job. You know, satellite guys is not my real job, but my real job, we had a server crash upgrade type thing going on there. So I was at work, and a lot of the time at work we were doing recovery, waiting for the data to be recovered, which took a while. So I was able to work on satellite guys a little bit, and all the old friendly URLs, such as this, you know, satelliteguys.us/uplinkreport.html, those links would not work before Saturday night. So sometime between Friday and Saturday, those were not working. If you clicked on them, you would get a message saying file not found. Well, I wrote a little utility to convert those back to regular URLs. So when you click on the old links that were Word URLs, it now takes you to the correct thing. So that's very nice. I'm glad I got that to work. People are wondering if the VBSEO is going to come back. And honestly, Bob, I don't think I'm going to bring it back. The VBSEO guys cannot figure it out. And also on the VBSEO forums, there's other forum people reporting that the same thing happened to them on the same day. So I don't know what's really going on there, but I'm not going to use that product as long as it's unstable and causes such high server loads like it was causing.
Yeah, no one blames you, Scott. And Stone Cold in the chat room says, what, no liquid plumber?
No liquid plumber. Nope, I'm not allowed to have that stuff because, you know, I'm not allowed to drink it, you know.
So, Scott, today came out the news that there might be a Verizon iPhone again. How many times have we heard that rumor? And, gosh, I wish they would just roll it out already.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, Verizon around here was a great service. And when I moved to AT&T, I regret moving to AT&T just because of the poor service from AT&T and also the restrictions they've put on their phones, both things have gotten better, I'll be honest. AT&T service here has gotten better, and also the restrictions on things like watching Slingbox over the 3G network, that has gotten better, and also the speed of the network here has gotten better. So I'm a little happier with AT&T now, but I still miss Verizon, and having an iPhone on Verizon would be really, really cool. And I've seen some of the specs that they're reporting, the rumored specs, and a full HD screen, so that way the screen quality will be just as good as a Droid. As far as the graphics go, I welcome that. That's a great thing. A front-facing camera, that's also a great thing. You know, you got all these video chat programs, but what good is it if the camera's on the back of the phone? In fact,
yeah.
The biggest thing that's being rumored is multitasking under the iPhone 4.0 software. And that's something I am really, really, really looking forward to, because I really hate going into an application like Slacker or Pandora or something else and listening to music, and then I get an email in, and I go to check my email, and my music program exits out so I can listen to my read my email. That's something that really, really aggravates me.
Yeah, I'm really aggravated with AT&T. I'm in one of those non-3G areas, so They promised 3G in my area a long time ago. I don't know if they've gotten it up now. I know by the time frame they said that they would have it, they didn't have it. So I ended up moving my iPhone over to T-Mobile, and I've been pretty happy with T-Mobile. Even though I'm still on Edge speeds, the speeds that I was getting from Edge is a lot better than what I was getting with AT&T.
Yeah, and speaking of other companies, Sprint announced a new phone, and this phone looked pretty interesting, and I can't recall over the top of my head, maybe somebody in the chat room will know, but it's a new 4G smartphone, and the demonstration on this was incredible. It actually had an HDMI connector on it, so you can connect it up to your TV and watch full high-definition movies from your phone. That was cool. That was really, really cool, and that's from Sprint. And I do have a Sprint data card, and I'm very happy with Sprint's data. The data network is incredible here in Connecticut. And even when I go to places like Las Vegas for CES, their network for data outshines everybody else that I've seen.
Yeah, they have a real good data network, and I've been pretty impressed with them. And I've been really impressed with 4G access here in the Chicagoland area. We're one of the lucky cities that has clear. And Clear is just like having a DSL modem. It's real quick. You get 4 to 6 megs, at least on the device I was testing, I was getting 4 to 6 meg download speeds. And it was a really good thing. And a lot of these companies are moving over to a 4G solution, and it's going to be really exciting to see how the phone market's going to change here in the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah, it is. And I do hope the rumor is true, though, about Verizon getting its own version of the iPhone. I do love my iPhone, and I don't know if I switch from off of AT&T back to Verizon. Part of me says yes, part of me says no, but it's good that people will be able to have a choice, and that's the best thing, is for people to have a choice. That's why, when Dish Network wanted to buy DirecTV, I was actually against that, because I felt that people should have a choice, and this is a choice here. I still consider the iPhone one of the better smartphones on the market today, if not the best. And I love mine very much, and hope to see these improvements that are rumored to go around.
Yeah, very good. So, hopefully it's just a wait and see game. So hopefully they will release this, and they'll give people that choice there, and make everybody happy.
Yeah, back last week they announced that Sprint announced a bunch of new cities where they're bringing 4G to. And for me personally, I was kind of disappointed because they're doing it in Boston and they're doing it in New York. And what's between Boston and New York? Yep, Connecticut. And no 4G service here. So hopefully we get on the stick and get that eventually. That'd be very, very nice. And J.M. Curry Tech wants to know why I don't get both the Verizon version of the iPhone and the AT&T iPhone. Money is the issue. My name is not Charlie Ergen, sorry, and I don't have a lot of money there, so it's one or the other. I said this before, I'll say it again. Satellite guys to me is not a job. It's more of a hobby, and I pay a lot of out of pocket of my own pocket to be able to bring it to you guys. And don't bowl, don't smoke, don't drink, and so my hobby money goes into Satellite Guys. So. So when I choose a phone, I can only have one because my wife will not let me have any more. Well, Bob, it is Open Line Tuesday, and I do see we have a caller from the 207 area code. Let's go to them and say hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening. I'm calling from the state of Maine, and my name is Al. And I'd like to discuss a little bit C-band satellite.
Sure, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any other satellite provider who carries satellite G3? I presently have a subscription with NPS, and I'm hearing
right.
A lot of talk that that G3 satellite may not be available in the future.
Well, what's happening is NPS actually puts up those transponders there with the superstations and some of the channels, and they're basically all indications are they're getting out of the C-band business. It's just not profitable for them anymore. And they're the actually ones shutting that off. And if you listen to Access America on Friday nights at 8 p.m., there's another show called Sat Talk. It's hosted by Ralph Black and also Michael Cole. Michael Cole works for SkyVision and also SRL, which is another program provider. And they're looking at doing some things there, but they haven't announced anything yet. So keep an eye on that radio show there, and you'll be finding out some more information. But as far as things go, right now NPS is the one broadcasting those signals, and they're going to remove them because it's just not profitable for them anymore.
All right. Do you have a time frame?
I do not have a time frame of if when SRL is going to announce anything. But as I say, keep an ear on that Friday night show, or keep an eye in the free to air forum, in the main free to air forum. There's a thing called Sat Talk. There's a topic called Sat Talk, which is people post to on Friday nights when the show is on, and you'll see any kind of interesting notes there as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your call. By the way, where part of Maine are you from?
Sanford.
Okay. How far are you from Gardner, Maine?
Oh, boy. Right offhand, probably an hour.
Yeah, okay.
I'm south of Portland. I'm about 40 minutes south of Portland.
I'm heading up to Maine on April 17th, and I'm going to be at my cousin's restaurant, which is called the Mad Dog Pub, and I'm going to be inviting Satellite Guys members to come on down for the night and so we can get to talk and face to face, because we do have a lot of members up in Maine. It'd be great to see everybody in Maine on that night, April 17th. So if you're not doing anything, make some plans to come on down and see us.
Hey, Scott.
That's in Gardner?
That's in Gardner, the Mad Dog Pub.
And what time is that, just in case?
We haven't planned the time yet, but we're looking like around 7 p.m., somewhere around there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Al. Yeah, Bob, you had something?
Yeah, if Al's still on the line there. He could check out programming-center.net for some alternatives there, other than SkyVision. I believe that's where all the programming comes out of, is that particular site. And there might be some alternatives there that he might be able to get through the programming-center.net.
Maybe. C-band is alive and well, as we know, Bob, and it's only growing. And speaking of growing, we've got another call coming in, and that means we've got a growing caller list. We'll go to the 509 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, or good evening, whichever it is. This is RV1 Pop, sitting here in the RV, and just enjoying hearing you live. And you're talking about wind and whatever, and we're sitting here with 45-mile-an-hour wind, 47 degrees, and right now it is not raining.
You're lucky. It's raining here, and the wind is about 30 to 35.
Oh, well, we got you being the wind, but that's normal here, however. The just was chuckling with your discussion of the various cell phone providers, and I went with AT&T for about 2 years, and I never could figure out what was happening, and then started going over all my bills and realized they were changing my program every 3 months without me asking for it. And I decided that was not the way to go. I tried some others. And where we are located here, we have four or five companies say they give us cell phone coverage. Some say they give us 3G. Some say they give us others. The only one that says they do not have coverage is T-Mobile, or the one that says it does not have any coverage here at all is T-Mobile, and they are the only ones who we get coverage from. So we're going with T-Mobile and enjoying it very much. And then you're talking about the Internet speeds. We have a wireless microwave link to our Internet. They were promising 5 megabits or whatever is megabits.
Megabytes,
Megabytes download speed. And, we are very fortunate if on the good days if we can get 500. So, the other day I had 54K for my download speed. And I was one that misses those friendly URLs, as they're called, because when I go to the page and have to start at the home page to get to a location such as, FTA Shack or the FTA Discussion, sometimes it will take me 10 minutes to get to it.
Well, just bookmark the new links. Those links will work forever.
They will work.
That will work, and those will work forever. Even if the friendly URLs come back, those will always work. Locations, so that will always work. And as much as I like to bring the friendly URLs back, as long as they can't guarantee that it's not going to screw up the system again, I can't really do it. That's my gut.
Okay. I had not tried the links, redoing the links, but I will give that a try the next time I get on. Although with those speeds, you know, we do our best, and they have promised now that they're going to get another piece of equipment at the link tower, so hopefully I'll get it.
Didn't you say last week that there was another provider coming in the area?
No, they were supposed to get some different equipment in to give us a higher speed again, and then what they call red line, and I'm not sure what that was. But I'm 7.5 miles from the tower, and the range for the red line is only 5 miles, so I'm out. we're working.
Well, that's
I sure am enjoying.
I guess.
I sure am enjoying Sat Guys, and I'm just thank you so much for having the forum, the forums there, and
forum,
I'm a ham radio operator, so I'm looking forward to having the ham radio discussions in there, ham radio 4 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to do ham radio, and we're also going to do police radios as well. We're going to start them combined in one form, but if the discussion gets busy enough for both of them, we can split them up down the road, and I find both of them actually very fascinating technologies and love them both myself.
Well, I sometimes will listen to the scanner, although here again we're far enough out that the sheriff's office doesn't it's never our area, but I guess that's really pretty good though, because they don't have to dispatch out this way very often, although they do have a car. Actually, somebody lives out very close to this area, so we're well covered there.
Mm-hmm.
At least
right.
But very little activity, fortunately.
Yeah, down here we have all kinds of activity, especially today with all this rain. I can't tell you how many fire calls I heard today for flooded basements. It's just real crazy with this weather going on down here.
Well, we're 200 feet above the creek and about 900 feet above the Columbia River, so we would have a hard time getting flooded back up here, so which is a we're fortunate in that regard. Although the mud, you know, if you ever heard the gospel song, "He brought me out of the miry clay," well, that is about this area, the miry clay, if that is. So.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Bob there, also?
Yeah, thank you for your call, and keep on listening.
I will. Thank you.
All right, have a good day. All right. All right, well, it's Open Line Tuesday. We're discussing anything tonight, anything related to satellite guys or anything techie. It doesn't need to be satellite. It could be a high-definition TV or a 3D TV like we did a little while ago. Whatever you want to talk about, give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And, Bob, we got another call on the line here, so let's go to the 941 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, God. Hello. Phone called as usual.
Hey, Rob. Yep, we can hear you.
Well, I was dialing in just to listen to the show since I had to go drive. But, no, I want to hear what your take is on Google denouncing AT&T's choice on the Motorola Blacklip and the Dell Aero not getting the with Google certification that Google puts on all Android phones, because AT&T wants to treat Android like the iPhone and lock it down. And not allow third-party applications.
That's one of the things that makes me hate AT&T, and I'll be honest about that. If AT&T let people do with their phones what they're paying to do, then I would have no problem with AT&T. You know, when you're an AT&T subscriber, you sign up for data service, and it gives you what they call unlimited data access per month. But personally, I don't care if they said you get 5 gigabytes a month. Let me do with my data that I'm buying as I want. If I'm paying for my data, let me use it. Put a data cap on there. If I go over, charge me for going over. But let me do with the data what I want, because I'm paying for that data. Don't call me an evil user just because I'm using the phone, the great phone that you sold me, because it does all these great things. That's just stupid.
Well, what I thought interesting is they even want to go as far as blocking certain applications from installing from the Android marketplace, like PDANet, which other people other than, you know, Windows Mobile and Palm users have used for years. You know, PDANet allows tethering, and I use it. That's $30 I've ever spent. I have Sprint, you know, unfortunately, better or worse. Great 3D coverage for data, not always great for voice. But, you know, I was kind of shocked when they, you know, it's one thing when they were blaming Apple for everything. Oh, Apple's the one who's, you know, keeping you from doing this, and Apple's the one keeping you from using Skype. And now they're doing
it. No, that's
it
not the case.
Look at it this way.
AT&T announced last summer, and it was at the big Apple show, that the iPhone can do tethering. Now, every country can do tethering with their iPhone with the current software, except for AT&T, and it's almost a year later now, and still no tethering on the iPhone, and only on AT&T. If you have an iPhone on any other company in any other country, tethering works. What's going on there, AT&T?
Yeah, and I don't know how bad. Well, probably in upstate New York, where my other residence is, I have AT&T, because Sprint's voice just doesn't work up in the mountains. So I'm up in all around like upstate New York, and it's really shy. And I have an iPhone. I have an iPhone 3G, and I can't do anything with it. I mean, it's a nice paperweight, and it makes calls, but I felt like, you know, it's still bad in upstate New York that I actually got a waiver where I'm just paying for minutes because I told them I was going to sue them because I don't even get data coverage. I got less 2G. I mean, 2G works half. I mean, halfway. I said, why am I paying for a data plan I can't use? And they eventually allowed me to drop the iPhone data plan. But, I mean, I was a little shocked when AT&T said, oh, yeah, you can't install, you know, everything that Android stands for as far as being open, very Unix-based, but, you know, openness. And for them to start saying, no, you can't do this and no, you can't do that, I was just really shocked when they, you know, decided to take on Google like that, because Google's now really pissed off at, you know, Motorola for allowing them to do it, and so is Dell, you know, allowing Dell to also doing it. But there's just that general idea of an open platform now being closed up tight because the carrier wants it that way.
Yeah, actually, I remember one time when I was with Verizon. Verizon was locking down their phones so you couldn't use things like Bluetooth or all the features of Bluetooth. And what comes around goes around, I guess, and it's a shame to see. By the way, you were talking about the PDANet software before. That's an excellent software. And if you do want to tether your Windows mobile phone, or it's available for a bunch of other phones, you can find that software at JuneFabrics.com and download it. It's good for a 30-day trial. Excellent software.
Even beyond that, it's good for 30 days, and that gives you pretty much unlimited access. But if you're one of those, they're actually really nice people. I didn't pay the $30 for my copy of the Android version. But even if you just need it, even if you're just an occasional person, uses it only once in a while, they still allow HTTP protocol after 30 days. There's no HTTPS or, you know, shell or anything else. But, you know, anything that travels on port 80, they're allowing to use after 30 days, at least with the Android version. And it makes it a great, I mean, it's the best $30 I've spent.
Each version is a little different on what they let you do. On the Windows Mobile version, it stops working after 15 or 20 minutes or something like that, so... A little different there, but it lets you get your work done, especially if you're sitting in an airport or a restaurant somewhere and you need to get some data to your laptop. It's a great way to go.
All right. As always, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye. All right. There's Rob, also known as Mr. Stone Cold. He doesn't spell as bad on the radio as he does in the forums. He's not listening, so we can make fun of him.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to Satellite Guys Radio. I'm Scott Gruskowski, coming to you live from Connecticut. Goalie Bob's in Chicago, and our phone lines, once again, are wide open. It is Open Line Tuesday here at Satellite Guys, and hope you're enjoying yourselves here. Bob, I'm thinking about taking a trip in May, and I'll talk to you about it. But I want to see if other Satellite Guys have any interest of maybe a little Satellite Guys to get together down at the Dayton Hamvention, which is May 14th through 16th, in Dayton, Ohio. There's a lot of stuff going on at Dayton Hamvention, including a lot of satellite stuff. You'll see a lot of new satellite technology, free-to-air, C-band-type systems there. I'd like to see if Satellite Guys members would like to get together down there and you know, meet each other, because meeting people is a great thing for me, and I love doing it.
You know, for those that don't know exactly what Dayton's all about, it is actually called the Dayton Hamvention, and that is basically where all the ham radio gurus, and it kind of morph from ham radio into other sectors like satellite and stuff like that. And there's a lot of things that go on down there. You got a lot of what they call sessions where you can learn about a lot of technology. If you want to become a ham radio operator, you can take your technician license down there, or if you already are a ham radio operator, you can upgrade your class to general or advanced. And really, it's fun, Scott. And well, if we decide to go ahead and do something down there, we got to get you your ham radio license while you're in Dayton.
As I say, I live about 3 blocks away from the ARRL. Every morning I try to drive past W1AW, which is the main broadcast facilities for the ARRL, and I don't have my ham license yet, so there's a possibility there. And no, Jay McCurry Tech, there won't be pie and punch. Maybe we can do something better than that. Maybe we can go to a restaurant and get some wings and beer or something. That's always a good time. So if you're interested in that and would like to get going on that, let me know if you're interested. And if we get enough people going together, we'll look into booking an airplane ticket and heading down to Ohio. You're listening to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. The number to call in right now on Open Line Tuesday is 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. Give us a call and let's chat. Hey, in the chat room, we're talking about scanners, and there's a couple of folks out there who love police scanners. Bob, I understand you just purchased a new one recently. Is that right?
Yeah, I purchased it for a couple of days, and I'm actually going to take it back, and I'm going to get a digital trunking scanner. And for those that don't know where I'm located in Chicago, I'm located in the southern suburbs. I'm just far enough away from Chicago that I don't live in the city, and I'm close enough to where I can get all the frequencies from Cook County and everything. And one thing I didn't realize when purchasing my scanner was that everybody's moving to digital, and without a digital scanner, you can't hear them.
Yeah, I got a digital scanner. The only thing here in Connecticut on it so far is the Connecticut State Police. And I don't really listen to them that much, but if I'm out traveling on the highways, I do punch them in and turn them on. It is really worthwhile having it in the car. And a couple people posted that they have scanners and they broadcast online. And I actually broadcast my scanner online as well. Jeff0575 said he broadcasts on RadioReference.com. And I do as well. You can listen to Jeff's. He does Franklin, Jackson, and Williamson County in Illinois. So you can listen to those live scanners there on Radio Reference. Or if you ever want to listen to my scanner, you can go to Central Connecticut and click on the Newington, Connecticut Police. And that's actually my scanner broadcasting live 24 hours a day on RadioReference.com. Really cool thing to do, and it's really neat to know what all those sirens going off in your area truly mean.
Yeah, and
is scanner apps available? Yeah, well, go
ahead. And for those that think that their TV antenna is good for only TV, you can hook your scanner up to it and get quite a bit more stations out of that TV antenna than what you would with the little adapter that they give you in the scanner box.
Right, and people in the chat room are talking about scanner applications for the iPhone and Android. My favorite one on the iPhone, and I actually downloaded a couple different ones, my favorite one is called Emergency Radio. And Emergency Radio is nice because it's got a list of the 10 codes that the police use. And for my area, it's almost pretty accurate. Some of the 10 codes are not exactly correct, but usually the dispatcher gives out enough information so you can figure out what a 1047 means. And pretty cool. That's Emergency Radio, and it's also applications for Droid. And some really, really cool stuff there.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm definitely looking to our new forums there. So hopefully we can get the ball rolling on that. And I know with not only does scanners come in line with ham radio, you can listen in to all your local area ham radio traffic on a scanner. You just can't transmit.
Right, and the 2-meter stuff is all there. And my scanner actually got those programmed in there. I can hit the ham radio and listen to the local repeaters and local broadcasters, and it's pretty cool. Especially when you're driving. A lot of traffic reports that you won't hear on the radio of what's going on live and in real time, and it's a great resource. Changing subjects here a little bit while we're waiting for some more calls at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. I'm getting a lot of emails and PMs, and people just ask me what's going on with my project with Dish Network. So let me fill you in on what's going on there a little bit. As you may have heard, I'm starting a online technical forum for Dish Network. It's going to be separate from Satellite Guys, and it's an official Dish Network website for them. And I've been working on it for the past couple weeks now. I have all the forums set up the way I like them, and I've started populating the forums with basically FAQ-type stuff where people can find their manuals or information on programming their remote controls and stuff like that, and it's coming along well. I'm almost ready to go. Personally, I would kick the button on and turn the server on. That's how confident I am that I'm ready to go. However, what's not ready to go is the graphic design for the website. Dish Network has their graphic design people working on skinning the site so that way it matches everything on dishnetwork.com and looks really cool there. So waiting for them to do that before we hit the go switch here. So hopefully they do that because some of the stuff that I still need to do to the board I cannot do until they have the new lookup because I need to edit the templates to put in some of the feature sets that I need to get in there. So that's what's happening with that, and I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to supporting Dish Network customers who have never heard of Satellite Guys or have never been on a satellite forum before. I'm looking forward to just helping them out and learning more about this great technology from Satellite.
Well, very good, Scott. You know, we are 2 days away from April 1st. April 1st is on Thursday, and today is Tuesday as we're broadcasting the show live. And you know, Scott, what comes with April 1st and is usually a bunch of Dish Network channel launches. What do you think we're going to see if we see any on April 1st?
None.
Well, there you go.
But some interesting stuff going up there and some rumors I'm hearing, but I don't have this verified. This is not a strong one for me, is that all these new HD channels that we've been talking about the past couple weeks are going to be launching on April 7th. And hopefully it's true. And some of the HD channels include Headline News HD. Bob, do you know the list? Because I can't remember them off the top of my head. Let me pull up my webpage here and grab them real quick. But they started testing a new one this week. And that new one is being RFD HD. And so people were kind of upset because it looked like Dish Network was going to remove RFD TV from the Dish Network lineup. Now it looks like they're here to stay, and that will also be getting their channel in full high definition pretty soon here on Dish Network.
Yeah, I know. They were looking at a couple of programs up there, like National Geographic Wild was one of those, and I heard it's looking pretty good up there.
Yeah, National Geographic is up there and running, and I have a friend who works in engineering who occasionally, if I'm very good, he lets me log into his Sling box and check things out of what's up there. And National Geographic Wild is up there live and broadcasting, which is really interesting because the standard definition channel of Fox Reality is still showing Fox Reality on Dish Network and DirecTV. So I think that's very interesting that they're still showing a channel which is now considered to be off the air. Let me see here. I'm just going through the thread real quick and trying to find the current list of HD channels currently up in testing. As I said, we got RFD TV up there. We've got G4 up in testing. And, God, we have a thread in a pub member area where we have all the stuff listed. Okay, here we go. Currently up in testing, as we said, RFD HD, the Outdoor Channel HD, History Channel International HD, Fox Reality Channel, which is now Wild HD. Wild HD is now showing on that channel. Headline News HD, Style HD, which is the channel from E! Entertainment Television, all dealing with style all the time. The big popular one that everybody's been requesting. No, not ESPNU. It is QVC HD. And finally, Epix HD. Those are all up there in testing. One channel that was up there in testing that I'm not seeing anymore, though, is Turner Classic Movies HD. That was up there in testing, but I have not found it the last two times I was able to log in and look at the engineering box. So that's something concerning, and hopefully we see that one back, because I've seen that channel before, and you can't believe how good a black and white film looks in full high definition. It looks so crisp and clean, and that's one channel I'd love to see back.
Yeah, I find it really interesting. Also, they've looks like they've uplinked a bunch of Comcast-owned channels, and they don't have Sprout yet, and that's a channel that people have been requesting more and more often more lately, ever since we brought it up here on the show.
It is, and hopefully they do add it, because it is a great channel and offers some great children's programming. I don't know the mindset. Dish Network, sometimes they say, well, we already got one of those type of channels, which is Nick Jr., which used to be Noggin, and hopefully they don't think that's the only channel that's good enough for kids. PBS Sprout is a great channel, and I'd love to see it. And, people who don't have kids don't really understand those channels, and it's unfortunate. And I see people making fun of those channels online and saying, what kind of good parent lets their children watch a kid's channel at 11 p.m. at night or 3 a.m.? And as a parent, you know, you send your kids just to bed early. But in reality, sometimes a kid gets sick or a kid can't sleep or what have you, and sometimes the television will make them feel better and even put them back to sleep. So it's when you're a parent, it's really a blessing to have a 24-hour-a-day kids channel like PBS Kids Sprout or Nick Jr., so that way they can watch television. And that's my feelings on it. And also some interesting thing and related to that, that Dish doesn't like carrying channels that are sort of like the same. Dish Network recently uplinked a channel called Blue Highways TV, which was a lot like
RFD.
Sorry. Yeah, RFD TV. Lost my train of thought there. RFD TV. The Blue Highways was like a lot like RFD TV. And so if they dropped RFD TV, it looked like they were going to add the Blue Highways channel in. Now, the interesting thing is, last week in the Uplink report, Blue Highways TV was dropped. So that makes me again say that it looks like RFD is around to stay here on Dish Network, and that's especially personified now that we have RFD TV up in testing in full HD on Dish Network.
Very good. Yeah, and speaking of programming, baseball begins on April 5th, and a lot of people are looking to see if their favorite game is going to be on high definition on Dish Network to find out that, well, we don't know yet.
Chances are, yes, they will. Don't expect any Yes Network, because that ain't going to happen. So stop asking. But most of the majority of games will be on in high definition. Dish Network has not been covering a lot of the preseason games in HD. And really, the games I've tuned into...
they haven't been broadcasted yet.
They're not broadcast in HD to begin with, so you can't air anything that's in HD when they're not being shown in HD. If you want Major League Baseball, of course, the only choice you have for MLB on satellite is with DirecTV. And they have the Major League Baseball Extra Innings and the Major League Baseball Network, so they have that there. Now, in Dish Network Forum, we've been talking about alternate ways of getting your games if you have Dish Network. And one of the big things we've been talking about is a IPTV box called the Roku. Now, the Roku allows you to subscribe to MLB.TV and watch all the games on your television, including in full high definition. And I've been talking with Roku, and hopefully we'll be having him on the Satellite Guys radio show over the next coming weeks. They have some announcements coming up, and they're trying to wait to come on the show so that way they can bring us the announcements first, and we're really looking forward to that. So if you want to watch the games, you can go out and get yourself a box. They start at about $79. You can go to Roku.com. That's Roku.com and order one there. And then you subscribe to the Major League TV package, which is a lot cheaper than ordering it from DirecTV or off cable. And then you have all your games there, including your out-of-market games, your in-market games, I'm sorry. You'll have your in-market games there, but they'll be delayed 90 minutes. So that way you can still catch your local teams if you missed them, and then you have full replays available as well. Really cool.
Sometimes that actually works out for me because I'll be running late doing running around, like going shopping or something, and I'll forget, the Sox or the Cubs game's on, and I'll tune in 90 minutes late, and I'll be able to catch it there from the beginning.
Now, a bunch of people in the chat room are talking about PlayOn.TV, and I've seen a lot of discussion of that software. If someone from the chat room can call in and explain PlayOn.TV to me, because I haven't tried it yet, and I'd love to learn more about it. I understand it allows you to watch on your Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 and things like that, and I'd really love to know how that works in reality. And give us a call. We've got about 6 minutes remaining tonight, and the phones are wide open on Open Line Tuesday at 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. Let's see. I'm just reading the chat room here, and if you're not in the chat room, we do have a full chat room tonight. We got lots of questions coming in. The chat room is open at chat.satelliteguys.us. Please stop in there and say hello, and we usually hang around after the show and chat some more, and I play some goofy music if you're listening on the Access America Radio Network. Tonight's music, we're going to be playing a little bit of up-tempo type stuff. We've had some requests for some more modern music, and since we've been playing a lot of 70s and 80s music the past couple weeks, tonight we're going to kick it up a notch, as they say, some Black Eyed Peas and things like that. So Tiger Parlor will be happy.
No Beach Boys tonight.
No Beach Boys, no Pink Floyd, no Grateful Dead, no Steely Dan, none of that stuff tonight. It's going to be fun stuff and really, really cool. Some people are explaining the play on TV. In the chat room, it's saying it shows as a media center on the PS3 or Xbox 360 or Wii. Sounds like very interesting software to me, and I'd be happy to check it out. Some of these things are really cool. I just don't have enough time in a day to play with them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also in the chat room, Jim Curry Tech says, more channels like Sprout, the better. So very good, and thanks for listening.
Yep, and something Jason Crandall wants to know about any update on DirecTV 12 or the delay. And I really have nothing to add to that. I was told there was an issue with the satellite before they delayed it, but I didn't post anything online about it because I didn't want to be considered bashing DirecTV.
Rumor monger.
I was also told that, I don't want to be called rumor monger, but I was also told that they think they can fix it, but it needs some more adjustments. And, some of the members online, I told them that in private messages, so don't think I'm just making this up on the fly. But
they need to get the MTV guy up there in his spacesuit.
Yeah, it appears that it can fix whatever was wrong or make the adjustments they need to do it or fix the player, whatever's going on with the thing. And I am told that when they get it fixed, if it's not already fixed already, the rest of the satellite is working perfectly and they expect it to be working, top-notch. So I'm not worried about it. They're not worried about it. It's just taking a little longer time, and they're making adjustments necessary to fix whatever issue they had, and it will be a brand new satellite, and it's going to be offering a lot of new HD to DirecTV customers.
So what about Echo 14? That's the big question.
Echo 14 is almost in proper test orbit already. I can't believe how quickly they've got that up there. DirecTV 12 has been 90 days so far, 90 days plus since it's been launched, and it's still got about a month to go before it's operational in its permanent location. Well, it looks like any day now, Dish Network can start testing it at its new testing location. And as of this morning, I saw a memo saying that they hope to have it in testing by May 21st. I'm sorry, not in testing by May 21st, but in full operation, that being the EchoStar 14 satellite. So that's really cool.
Really seems like someone really rubbed their lucky charms on this bird because it's been doing really, really well. No issues so far, knock on wood.
I'm just amazed how quickly they've got into proper orbit. I don't think I've seen a satellite this fast-tracked getting into orbit. And if you look at Heavens Above, you'll see that it's almost in proper orbit now, and that's an incredible thing. The solar panels are all deployed. It's answering its signals properly. Everything is looking great in that bird. And for the luck that Dish Network's had with some of its satellites, all I can say is the luck of the Irish was on them for that launch.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a real sigh of relief until we get a new bird over at 61.5 to replace Echo Star 3.
Yeah, that will be the big relief there because, the AMC 14 satellite was supposed to replace the Echo Star 3 almost 2 years ago. And it's been hanging on by a string, and hopefully it makes it along. Luckily, they got a backup satellite there, Echo Star 6. So if anything further happens to EchoStar 3, they'll at least still have coverage there for it. But they really need to get a new satellite there, and quickly, because a lot of people are depending on that satellite now in the Eastern Arc.
Well, Scott, we got about a minute remaining in the show. Hopefully,
While we got a minute here, let me remind people to check out the new online backup service called SpiderOak.com. You can find out more by going to SpiderOak.com. Downloading their software for free and getting yourself 3 gigabytes of free online storage by using the code SATGUYS. No credit card needed. Just go there, sign up, enter your email address in, and you've got 3 gigabytes of space when using that code SATGUYS.
Very good. Yeah, and they even got a little iPhone app there.
Yeah, they do. The iPhone app is really cool, and you can actually look at some of your files downloaded right on your iPhone. That's pretty dang cool. All right, well, folks, on the Access America Radio Network, we're going to be coming up with the After Hour Party Show, so stay tuned for some good music tonight. And for those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening to Satellite Guys Radio. We'll be back with you next Tuesday night Same bat time, same bat channel. So once again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bob, say goodbye.
Goodbye, folks, and thanks for listening.
Bob with the so subtle goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show.